about connecting small and medium-sized family farms, giving them more control over the way they sell their produce, using farmers markets as the platform for that, and helping farmers to recognise that people really want to hear their stories, and that by using social media to tell their stories, they can build a strong community around themselves and their farm. And by doing that, help to build strong communities around each of the farmers markets in different communities.
Is that driven by, do you have a particular concern about the way that the majority of people are selling their produce, for example, to the big supermarkets?
Look, I don't really want to start commenting about supermarkets and about the choices that farmers are making now. Every farm, finds their own marketing strategy. But what I've really seen from my involvement, the involvement of our farm with farmers markets over the last 10 years, we've been doing farmers markets since they started, is that it really gives the small and medium-sized family farms in particular a lot more opportunities to have control over their own marketing. So I know there's a lot of farms have added farmers markets into their strategy, maybe not as their exclusive sales strategy, but it's a really important part of their strategy because they have complete control over it.
And how important is the story, I suppose, of being able to attach your produce to the story of how you grow it and all of that? That seems to be kind of growing in importance as time goes
on. It's key. I think it's really key because consumers want to hear it. Consumers are really, there's a real growth in people taking an interest in where their food is coming from, and they actually want to meet the people. They want to hear the stories from the actual people that are growing their food, even though the farmers themselves often think that what they're doing is boring and not worth talking about because it's their everyday life. But our experience with telling our stories, now all we do is grow fruit. It doesn't sound particularly exciting, but we've built a really strong community around our farm through social media just by telling the story of what we do every day, and through the seasons and introducing people to the different varieties that we grow and the people who come to our farm. And there's so many stories attached to each farm and around, each farming family that they're great stories. I love hearing those stories myself, and I think consumers want to hear them.
And when you attach a story to produce, does it mean that you can, generally speaking, charge a bit more for it as well?
So it's another whole argument really about whether we are paying enough for our food, which I probably don't want to get into now. But yes, I think we do need to realistically price our food. And for small and medium-sized family farms, I think that's really an issue because our costs have gone up and continue to go up so dramatically. And if you don't have the massive quantities for that scale, then you do need to charge what is actually only a fair price for your produce. And in telling your story of how your farm works, then I think people appreciate that they're just paying a fair price for the produce that they're getting.
And in a sense, that idea of trying to bring the consumer more onto the farm, in a sense, you've been doing that at your property?
We have, yes. We've been doing it for quite a few years now. We did some social media training 3 or 4 years ago, and we've continued to keep training ourselves in how to do that. But actually what we do is a very, very simple strategy. It's really easy to cut through the overwhelm. There's so much social media and so many things that you can be doing, but you don't need to. All you need is a very simple strategy, and you just need to understand how to do that. And it's really quite simple to keep telling that story to new people and to, people... The people that are around us on social media, the people who like our Facebook page, they feel a real sense of connection to us and our farm, and they want to buy my peaches because they've seen us grow them. So it's very simple to put that in place.
Well, Katie, congratulations again, and best of luck for the coming year.
Thanks so much, Nicolai.